الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: القرآن حجة لك أو عليك، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. Just before we start, one sunnah, inshallah, we will discuss one sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something which we are doing probably on a daily basis. But for myself, inshallah, just as a reminder, we all know the benefits of it. That is the sunnah of miswak. Specifically on a Friday, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular about the using of the miswak. This is something we should bring within our lives before we sleep, another time when it is sunnah. When we are waking up, another time when it is sunnah. Before salah, another time when it is sunnah. We should have it with us, carry it around with us. Great, great benefits the ulama have mentioned with regards to the usage of the miswak. And inshallah, if you use the miswak after I mention it, then inshallah my reward will continue. Wholesale business, inshallah, once I pass away, then my reward will continue in the grave, inshallah. And you will also get the full share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent many different anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam in this world. Each Nabi that had come was sent with a specific miracle, a mu'jiza. But when this Nabi passed on, and when the Nabi left the world, then the mu'jiza went with that Nabi. For example, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he had come into the world and he had been given nubuwa, he was given his asa, his stick, that was his mu'jiza. Many different miracles took place as a result of that, the splitting of the rock, it turning into a snake, his hand under his armpit would come into a light, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, on so many different occasions, different mu'jizas were given to him, bringing the dead back to life, curing the blind, curing those that have leprosy. But when they left the world, then these mu'jizas which authenticated them, and the people asked them for it, it left with them. But أفضل البشر سيد المرسلين نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he had come, being خاتم النبيين, the last Nabi, Allah Ta'ala had to give نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم such a mu'jiza and a miracle, what we say in the English language, that will transcend all time. That this mu'jiza had to be such that when نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم left this world, so many different miracles happen at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, this mu'jiza had to remain. It had to stay with the ummah. No other Nabi to come right till the day of Qiyamah, and even on the plains of Qiyamah. By now we already know what is this mu'jiza. This is the Qur'an-i-Majid. We all have this Qur'an-i-Majid with us. And alhamdulillah, we all recite this Qur'an-i-Majid. But have we actually thought and pondered over the actual reason for revelation of the Qur'an? Why was the Qur'an-i-Majid revealed? It could not only have been for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it to us. But it was right till the end of time. But why was this Quran revealed? We read it sometimes, a person is moving into a new home, he calls one hafiz up, reads some Suratul Baqarah for barakah. Then a person reads, for whatever reason, a person recites the Quran in Majid. But what we say, these are all, the term we would use is byproducts. Byproducts for the reason of the revelation of the Quran in Majid. This is not the real objective. We get reward, that is a byproduct of the reason for the recitation of the Quran in Majid. The real reason, Allah Ta'ala mentions it on many different occasions in the Quran. In the very first page of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala talks about the reason. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى هُدًى هِدَايَةً. This is the real reason for the revelation of the Quran in Majid. The famous verse which we all know about with regards to Ramadan, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The Quran was revealed in that month for what? هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, for hidayat for people. هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ, hidayat and a rahmah for those who are good, who do good actions. So this Quran Majid, the actual purpose and objective for its revelation was and is hidayat. Now let us ask ourselves, how many of us make that intention when we are reciting the Quran? One verse of the Quran in Majid, when we recite it, we hear that we can make so many intentions for sukoon and contentment of the heart, removing of the rust from the heart. All these different aspects of the Quran in Majid, we make intention for it. But do we actually make intention that, Ya Allah, I am reciting Quran for hidayat, for guidance? That's supposed to be our primary intention for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But one of the most foremost intentions we must make when we are reciting the Quran in Majid, that Ya Allah, I'm reciting this. One verse of the Quran, Ya Allah, is for hidayat and for guidance. When the different jama'ats go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know before they go out what we call, you get a hidayat bayan. Bayan that is given in different language. For example, a person, jama'at might be from a different country, the hidayat bayan is given in a different language, they require translation. Now what hidayat is there for us? You require directions to some shop in town. You go ask someone who doesn't speak English, or if your language is Urdu, or if your language is Chinese, you go ask a person who has a different, completely different language. You go ask him for directions. You won't understand anything he is saying. You require someone to translate it for you. You require someone to tell you what the person is saying. But the Quran in Majid was revealed for hidayat. But one of the miracles of the Quran itself is that it gives hidayat and guidance with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without us actually even knowing the meaning of the Quran. What we would say, 99.9% of the ummah don't know the meaning of the Quran. Most people don't even know what Suratul Ikhlas means, Suratul Fatiha, the meaning and tafsir of it. But this Quran Majid is guiding us just by its mere recitation. And again, we need to make that intention before we read. Then we will see the real benefit. How the Quran is guiding us. We want savior in the grave from punishment. So we recite Suratul Mulk. A guidance, how to get savior, recite Suratul Mulk. Savior from poverty, recite Suratul Waqia. Savior and want your needs to be done during the day, we recite Surah Yasin. So the Quran is guiding us just by its alfaz. We just read the Quran in Majid and we are getting something out of it. So today, inshallah, we will discuss just four beautiful du'as from the Quran and Majid, which guides us, that we can use in our beauty, in our day, on a daily basis. We read, probably many of us even read this du'as. But then we will go one stage higher about how the Quran and Majid, we require the hidayat increases if we learn the meaning. There was a muhaddith by the name of Muhammad al-Sha'rawani rahimahullah. This muhaddith, he used to have lessons in the Jamia Masjid of his area, his town. He was the alim of the area. On one occasion, a certain person walks in. asked him that, you know, I don't understand how the Qur'an Majid is giving me hidayat without, I'm not a person of Arab descent. Cannot understand how the Qur'an Majid is guiding me. So thus, Muhaddith, he gives a beautiful saying, and he says so beautifully, where he mentions four du'as. He says that, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ بْتُلِيَ عَجِبْتُ لِأَرْبَعٍ يَغْفُلُونَ أَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. I am amazed that four people, they have four things with them. Four beautiful things with them, but they are ghafil. They are negligent of it. And we all have it. It is from the Qur'an Majid. He says that, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ بْتُلِيَ Be ghammin. I am amazed at that person who is suffering some sadness, some worry, some sort of, what we say, depression, going through a difficult time. فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he forgets the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know this verse. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. What we know in term is ayat al-kareemah. Sometimes many of us read this and we don't even realize it is a verse in the Quran and Majid. We read it as a dua. The dua of Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, when he was in the belly of that whale or that creature in the ocean. He had no way out of anything. Allah Ta'ala says he read this dua. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. That we saved him from this difficulty and this sadness that he was going through. So here the Quran Majid, one dua he explained to the person. That we recite it daily. Many of us read it. Some of us even read it 125,000 times for whatever reason. But this is something which is guiding us just through its alfaz. Many of us don't know the tafsir of it. Thereafter, this muhaddith mentions that عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ بْتُلِيَ بِضُرِّ. I am amazed that that person who is going through some sort of sickness, we can term it as sickness, real now, stringent conditions upon him. فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he forgets the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That ya Allah, from you this difficulty has come. Nowhere, no one else has the ability to do anything else. He immediately says, sometimes when we have a difficulty, our first thought should go that, ya Allah, this is from you, it is directly from you, it is your command, your will, it is in your wisdom why you had sent down this difficulty. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua. 18 years, in some narrations he was sick. But thereafter, wa anta arhamur rahimin, there is light at the end of the tunnel. The solution also is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That from all those that show mercy, ya Allah, you are the most merciful. Two beautiful duas. The Quran Majid is guiding us. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Rabbi anni massani al-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Thereafter the Muhaddith says, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ ابْتُلِيَ بِخَوْفٍ. That I'm amazed that that person who goes through some fear. And فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He forgets the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it? حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. The statement we hear, especially in the current situation, from all our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, so many times we hear the statement, what they have said, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, that we put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala, who is the best of those who we can put trust into. How this Qur'an Majid guides through this alfaz, just by example, in the area which I am in, on last year, December, there was up the road, there's a church, and they had a pastor, 34 years of age. So on one Sunday we had seen him, he had come to the masjid. He sat there in the masjid. The next Sunday again he sat in the masjid. So he approached me after the salah, he told me, you know, I want to accept Islam. So, alhamdulillah, he accepted Islam. And we asked him, you know, what was the reason for your accepting of Islam? So he said, no, I came across the statement that the people of Palestine were saying, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. So I found out from some of my neighbors that what does it mean? And he said that this attracted me towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the Qur'an Majid, he just heard, this is just four words from the Qur'an. Four words from the Qur'an Majid. and it guided him towards Islam. And thereafter, this muhaddith mentioned, so three beautiful du'as from the Qur'an. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Rabbi anni massani al-durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Thereafter he says, Ajibtu liman ibtuliya bi makril insan. I am amazed that that person who is caught up in the webs of men, caught up in drugs, looking at filthy things on the phone and the computer and whatever it may be, the internet, and he is caught up in this, he has nowhere to go, he's tried everything. فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he forgets the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That I put my case in front of Allah ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I'm making all the effort I can, but Ya Allah, you are in control. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Ya Allah, you are the one that is seeing what is going on. Ya Allah, I'm putting in that effort. And this should be our first call. At any time anyone is going through difficulty, children who are being disobedient, going through some difficulty, first, before going to any Mawlana, any Sheikh, anyone, make that zehn of that child, join that child to Allah Ta'ala. Tell the child, listen, you're going through this difficulty, that youngster, that teenager. The only person that can take you out of this difficulty is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter you do everything else to ensure that that person is now taken out of whatever problem he is in. So these are four du'as from the Qur'an. The Qur'an in Majid is guiding us. We don't know the meaning of it. Many of us recite it. But this is now the first level of hidayah. The basic level of guidance that we all require, and we all need, and we all attain on a daily basis. But now we need to go one step higher. We go to the second level of hidayah and guidance that the Qur'an Majid is giving us. And that is for us to make an effort to know what Allah Ta'ala is telling us in our constitution. Qur'an Majid is our guidance and our constitution. Everything in the Qur'an Majid, all knowledge, all sciences, comes from the Qur'an. Hadith, fiqh, all of that comes from Qur'an Majid. Everything comes from Qur'an. But now, If I have to give you a beautiful piece of machinery, millions of rands, and with that I tell you, listen, you need to hire an engineer to teach you how to use this machinery in your business, and it comes with a manual, make sure you study the manual before you start using the machinery. But what do we do? We say, listen, I understand technology. I am well versed in this technology, so I'll be able to work it out on my own. So you might get the machine to work. Yes, you get the machine to work. It will benefit you. It will give you a raw kra. But after a little while, maybe you did not follow the proper instructions. So now the machine breaks. Then now you are running to the engineer. We are running to find out now, what should I do? What should I have done in the first place to ensure that everything was running smoothly? In the same way, the Qur'an Majid is our constitution. We need to make an effort by attaching ourselves to the different ulama, that now they are having different programs in the masjid, sometimes after Fajr, once a week, one surah, discussing last 10 surahs, discussing the meaning of Surah Al-Kahf, the meaning of Surah Yusuf. We all come to the masjid for salah, alhamdulillah. Then we would say 95% of everyone leaves the masjid. Why? We got hidayat with the Qur'an Majid. But do we want to go to that next level of hidayat? That what is Allah Ta'ala telling me? And this is what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they understood. They were Arabs, purebred. They understood Arabic in its true form. When a verse was recited, all the eloquence and the rules of grammar and the rules of sight, everything was, they had all this knowledge that used to come to them. They were well versed in this Arabic language. And therefore the hidayah that they attained was immediate. They never had to wait for a period of time. Just by example, one simple example, there was a sahabi by the name of Akhtam bin Sayfi radiallahu ta'ala. This Sahabi, he lived on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. He was a leader of his clan and his tribe. So we had heard that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, the last and final Nabi. So he told his people, I'm going to go and find out that what is the truth in this matter. So his people and people under him told him, listen, you don't go and find out. We don't know the condition in Madinatul Munawwara. Rather send two messengers. They'll go on your behalf. So he told him, no problem. But just when you meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then ask him two questions. Man anta, who are you? Meaning, where do you stem from, your father's name, etc. And ma anta, what are you? What do you stand for? So this messenger said, no problem, we'll go. They went, they met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, our leader Akhtham had sent us with two questions. Man anta, who are you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no titles. For someone who was worthy, someone who is worthy of titles, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no titles. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I am Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. Thereafter he's asked, ma anta, what do you stand for? Again, no long speech, simple da'wah. What do you stand for? Ana Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The humbleness. Wa rasulu. I am his messenger. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned and read for them an ayah. An ayah that we hear every single Friday in the khutbah. An ayah that the ulama explain half of deen. Some say quarter, some say half of deen is in this ayah. We hear it. How many of us made an intention to actually know the meaning of it? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Beautiful verse of Quran Majid. We hear it every single Friday in the second khutbah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites to them this verse. Allah ta'ala commands justice. Wal ihsan, Allah consciousness. Joining of family ties, staying away from major, minor sins, rebelliousness. They understood the ayah. They go to Akhtham bin Sayfi. Akhtham bin Sayfi asked it, what's the message from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. But he recited this verse. As soon as they recite the verse to Akhtham, radiyallahu ta'ala, and he accepts Islam. Not only that, his entire tribe with him, they accept Islam. One verse of the Quran Majid. One verse. We hear every week, our Ustad used to say, that this verse of Quran Majid, what do we know about it? The person is in the khutbah. You're tapping the person next to you, and then now he's reading, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. Now wake up, and it's time to read the salah. So we should make an effort that one verse of the Quran Majid, the Mufassirin explain half of deen. We hear the verse every single week. Let us make a concerted effort that Ya Allah, go to the Imam of the Masjid. That I hear this so many years, I'm 40 years old, 30, 60 years old. What is the tafsir of this verse? What does it mean? What is Allah Ta'ala telling me? Why is it being read every single week? And then now we are reaching that second level of hidayah and guidance. But together with all this, so you know the first level of hidayah and the four du'as that we learned. Now the second level of hidayah that we learned the meaning of the Quran Majid. Together with all of this, we require one secret ingredient in order for this to have an effect, in order for this to have actual hidayah and guidance for us. Each of us possess this ingredient. But this ingredient is in different ratios in our hearts. And this ingredient is what we term as yaqeen and conviction. Yaqeen and conviction, without it, then this is not going to have an effect on us. And before yaqeen and conviction, in order to attain it, what do we require? Work on our iman. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously. If we do not fulfill the obligations of our deen on a daily basis, then this yaqeen and conviction carries on weakening and weakening until the Quran Majid, what we say in our term, falls on deaf ears. We only worried about the tune of the reciter, the pace of the reciter. We're not actually listening to what Allah Ta'ala is telling us. What is the message of the Quran Majid? And this is the purpose. This yaqeen and conviction. Sahaba had it 100%. we are required to bring it and to make an effort to get it to 100%. Reading the lives of the Sahaba, just from one incident, inshallah we'll end off on this. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, I done everything, I sat at your feet, O Nabi of Allah, I just have one regret. My mother hasn't accepted Islam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua, Allahumma hdi ummi Abi Huraira. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala goes straight from Masjid al-Nabawi to the house of his mother without waiting any moment in between. He had that yaqeen that what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is the truth and nothing but the truth. As soon as he goes home, he has a trickling of water, and what happens? His mother comes out and takes shahada. But this is that yaqeen and conviction, that those four du'as we learned, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, Rabbi anni massani yadurru, wa ufawidu amri ila Allah. These du'as will only have a real effect on us, if we have yaqeen and conviction in the promise of Allah Ta'ala, that the Qur'an Majeed is true. What Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is 100% the truth. And we need to attach ourselves, especially with regards to the meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand the objective of the Qur'an being hidayah and bringing yaqeen in our hearts that the Qur'an Majeed is hidayah and nothing but hidayah. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.